This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik with the University Spotlight. The University of Nevada is now part of UTeach, which prepares high school teachers in what are called the STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, and math. Dr. Mark Johnson, president of the University of Nevada, Reno, joins me. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you for having me.
Along with Dr. Ken Call, dean of the College of Education. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
And Ken, let's start with you first. It's a network of universities, which seems to be where the U in UTeach comes from originally. But how does it work? How do students benefit from our association here?
David, this has huge benefits. We're now part of a national consortium of a best practice in terms of delivering curriculum to train, educate those interested in math and science and also interested in teaching. So students that enter the UTeach model here in Nevada, we're calling it Nevada Teach, will enter in their freshman year, explore teaching, be out in the field with very focused clinical experiences, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior years. Upon completion, they will receive a content degree, math subject, engineering subject, science subject, also will be licensable to teach in the state of Nevada. It's a proven formula that's been around for a long time at research high and research very high universities such as Cal Berkeley, University of Texas, where it originated. It's a tried and true method. We're just thrilled to be part of it.
So what are the goals of UTeach, or in our case, Nevada Teach?
The clear goals are to educate and motivate more math and science and engineering majors to think about teaching high school. I think what we found is that if we can introduce this concept early, their freshman year, sophomore year, where they're taking classes as elective classes that gets them out into high school classrooms, we find that many of them are very excited about the possibility of teaching high school math science area. And what we know is we have great shortages nationally, and it's true in Nevada as well, for high school math and science teachers. So we're really helping students see a path that maybe they hadn't thought about, and also helping our workforce.
Nevada Teach program really addresses a key issue that has been a criticism of high schools for some years, and that is, can we get more content into the high school classes? And here the University of Nevada, Reno is responding by connecting with the UTeach program nationally to create Nevada Teach to specifically draw in STEM majors to become teachers in the high school classroom.
And these are all the areas that the national indicators for really advancing education, being competitive globally, these are where that really the rubber meets the road, as it were. Is that right?
Yeah, and I think what's really exciting is that we're in deep partnership with the Colleges of Engineering and the College of Science to make sure that the content curriculum and the process curriculum, the pedagogy, how to teach, and what's involved, are married. And then we're really producing a really top-notch professional. And the spin off of that for school districts is that more advanced placement courses can be offered by our graduates. We can cover more curriculum maybe earlier in high school. So students, for example, high school students early, 9th, 10th grade, can be introduced to engineering and more complicated math and science concepts. So it really has a ripple effect.
So is the UTeach program faster or just better? What's the main advantage?
I think the key advantage is starting in the freshman year and introducing clinical experiences in the field, out in teaching environments, starting freshman year. And what we know is that some students will take UTeach curriculum as elective coursework and say, well, that was interesting, but I'm not choosing to go that route this time. We know others will really focus on teaching.
You could say that this produces science and technology teachers faster from the standpoint that if you got a math degree and then you wanted a teaching certificate, you may go after a master's in teaching, and that may take 5 or 6 years. But with a student who is participating in the Nevada Teach program, in 4 years, they can get their math or engineering degree and a teacher's certificate in the regular four-year graduation program.
So, Mark, how does this help the university?
Well, it helps the university in at least a couple of ways. First of all, it provides teachers that will be top-notch teachers that will be in high demand, so that the teachers who are graduating from the University of Nevada, Reno, will be top choices because they have deep subject matter education and good skills in teaching with multiple years of experience in the classroom. But secondly, with this kind of deeper training of these teachers, providing high school students with more opportunities for deep math, deep science, and deep technology or engineering, these students then will graduate from high school, and in a few years we will get them and they will be better prepared for college education.
This is the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik. The UTeach program will increase secondary education degrees in science, technology, engineering, and math. My guests in the studio today are University President Mark Johnson and College of Engineering Dean Ken Call. Mark, why was the University of Nevada, Reno chosen for UTeach?
All of the four-year educational institutions in the state of Nevada have considered this program and are actively considering the program. The leaders of education at Nevada State College, UNLV, and the University of Nevada, Reno have all discussed this, and now each institution is moving forward. But this was first led here at the University of Nevada, Reno, and as a result of a new dean of education coming to the campus. So I'd like for Dean Call to answer that question.
I spent last 15 years before coming here at Boise State University, and we at Boise State decided to get into this curriculum and make a commitment to seek this replication. That was about 3 years before I came here, so I'm very familiar with how powerful this process is. And I think as I came here, I could see our provost also has experience with UTeach, Provost Dr. Carmen. And we talked that UNR is really in a tremendous position for this program to work very well because there are many STEM majors here. The funding, the UTeach has a couple of key funding sources. And it was clear to us as we inquired with UTeach out of Austin about our eligibility and how attractive we would look as a grant applicant, they were very impressed with what we have currently and how UTeach could build.
Not a secret that when we were seeking a new dean for education, that one of the criteria that a candidate must fulfill is that they must be positive about building our teacher graduates among those individuals who have actual degrees in their fields, because we've been trying to respond to this demand for more subject matter background in producing our teachers. And Dr. Call was the perfect person to fill this role.
The University of Nevada is joining UTeach along with four other institutions at this time: George Washington University, Louisiana Tech, University of Massachusetts in Boston, and West Virginia. All are high or very high research designated institutions. This makes 44 total universities and institutions throughout the country, including Cal Berkeley, Drexel, Oklahoma State, Temple, Maryland, and University of Texas, where the program started in Austin, and of course Boise State, Ken, where you're from. So what are the university's obligations for UTeach, and how is it funded?
Well, without going into too much detail, the National Math and Science Initiative and the Howard Hughes Medical Institute Foundation have provided $22.5 million to UTeach out of Austin to distribute grants. We've been awarded a $1.45 million grant over 5 years.
These are very competitive grants.
Right.
I don't want our dean to be too modest.
Thank you, Mark. Well, for example, one of the recipients along with us is West Virginia University. So we're in with universities that are like us and universities that we aspire to be more like UC Berkeley, for example. The money really funds the curricular development. Also funds, there's a key component, which is what's called the master teacher model, where we hire one to two what are called master teachers. These are experts in math and science, people with teaching backgrounds, that then mentor our students through all 4 years. The other huge gain for us is that we have people from UTeach coming annually to monitor and help us make sure that we're adhering to the program and that we're successful.
This is the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik, visiting with University President Mark Johnson and College of Education Dean Ken Call. We're talking about the UTeach program today. And Ken, when does that begin?
We've been planning all along. We developed a work group where we began meeting November of 2013. So we've been planning this process all along. We received notification of the grant on December 2nd. The grant started January 1st. So we have 6 months of planning, but we have been planning since November 13. But the doors open for freshmen fall 15.
Mark, how will the partnership work among the colleges here that are involved in this project?
Fundamental to the University of Nevada, Reno, that we work to solve problems. And the only way you can work to solve problems is to have multiple dimensions of the problems being solved together. So we encourage interdisciplinary collaboration on the campus in basic research and applied research and problem solving. And I think this Nevada Teach opportunity is just an amplification of working across the colleges to actually solve a problem. And the problem we face here is, how are we going to get more subject matter training into the teachers that are going into our high schools?
And again, final question for you. For those students or parents of students who might be hearing this maybe for the first time, what should they know now? What should they be preparing to do? We'll have a link on our website, but also what's the basic plan from here?
Well, this is very exciting. And we're starting with College of Science majors. So freshmen who are identifying in the fall of 15 that they want to major in a major from the College of Science. We will expand beyond that as we go. That's where we're starting, and we're advertising those interested in the College of Science. As this semester, there'll be some advertising. That's our starting point.
And on today's University Spotlight, we've been discussing the UTeach program, or Nevada Teach, as it's called here. It prepares science, technology, engineering, and math high school teachers. It begins this fall at the University of Nevada, starting with science majors. And my guest today, University President Mark Johnson, and the College of Education Dean Ken Call. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you, David.
And thanks for listening to Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik.